Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Monday, Valentine's Day, and a perfect fitting here for our first guest on the program from Shepherd's Crossing. Today we're going to be talking with Shepherd's Crossing guests, Development Officer C. Clyde Jones, Executive Director Beth Klug. They both join us via Zoom here today. Clyde, good morning.
Well, good morning, Brandon. Thanks so much for having us in.
You bet.
Valentine's Day is a very special day for Shepherd's Crossing.
That it is. Glad to have you both on. Beth, thanks for being here as well.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Well, yeah, let's talk about it, Clyde. Sharing with Shepherd Month, that's kind of what the kickoff is here today.
Well, Valentine's Day in 2003 was our very first Sharing with a Shepherd effort. At that time, we focused on jewelry stores, florists, and restaurants. Tina Hanna and Shirley Bramhall, who were involved very heavily with Shepherd's Crossing back in the early days, they actually went to visit personally as many of the restaurants and florists and jewelry stores as they could to ask them to donate a share of their profits on Valentine's Day, and that we would publicize very widely to as many of those businesses as we could. Watch out for our people coming in. Treat them kindly, and they may say something nice about you. And then, Brandon, that was 2003. And very soon thereafter, Paul Fleener came on as our co-director of Shepherd's Crossing. And he said, hey, we should not be focusing only on restaurants, florists, and jewelry stores. Let's just address all businesses in Manhattan. So since that time, we've approached our Sharing with a Shepherd Day as widely as we can, individuals and businesses. In fact, we send out a letter to all of our followers in December and reminding them that February is Sharing with a Shepherd Month.
Very cool. And it's grown. I know that quite a bit, hasn't it?
Well, it sure has. That first year, 2003, we received about $2,900, give or take a dollar or two. This past year, Beth, am I correct in remembering that both the beginning and the end of the year, Sharing with a Shepherd letter brought in about $53,000?
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, it's just, go ahead.
One of the things, Brandon, that I would call attention to is that Jim Reed, who was one of the original five founding Shepherd's Crossing, he was president of Rotary in 2003, and we were conducting a board meeting, and he proposed that the cup money that Rotary has each week be given to Shepherd's Crossing in February. And then another Rotarian, Tom Holcomb, was sitting there at the table with that group and said, I will match that. And since that time, we have three others. So we have four people matching the Rotary Cup money. And this last year, the matches and the cup money all came to about $7,500. And that is really great. Rotary has essentially given us about $50,000 over, well, and we're talking now almost 20 years of promoting Sharing the Shepherd.
Very cool. That's what a great opportunity to help so many people who need it here in our community. We know that need never quite goes away, and you help folks with all sorts of needs here in the community.
Absolutely, we do. We help with rent, utilities, and prescriptions. We also work with fairy godmothers and guardians and Lost Club. We do clothing vouchers, birth certificates and IDs, So lots of different ways that we can really help those in financial crisis in our community.
I know when we spoke last year around this time, there was quite a need that had developed out of the pandemic. Have you seen that? Has it gotten improved since a year ago, or about the same? What are we looking at?
Definitely it ebbs and flows, but the need is still at a critical level. 50% of our clients are new to Shepherd's Crossing, and that was a huge increase during the pandemic, and that hasn't slowed down. So these are people that have never needed any financial assistance, but because of time off, because of illness, or because of quarantining, that they're in crisis. So we definitely have seen an increase in the need, and that's stayed steady or actually increased in the last year.
Oh, wow. That's, we talked about, we had a discussion the other day with the Housing Authority on homelessness, and we know that's an issue here in our community. And, you know, just knowing that resources like Shepherd's Crossing are available can go a long way. I know you guys do as much to make yourself visible here in the community as you can.
Absolutely. Our goal is to keep them out of homelessness and help with some rent or utilities, keep them warm or cool in the summer, and keep them that step away from actually being homeless.
Yeah. Well, Clyde, what a wonderful opportunity here. As far as today goes here on Valentine's Day, are you able to get out and about and give some hearts out or just spread the love a little bit?
Well, I have five little sweethearts. They were ages 3 to 7 that I have Valentine's for. I can't take them to their home, so I'll call their mother and say, would you please have the girls stop by? I have a Valentine for them. So I'll be celebrating with these very sweet little girls. Actually, they're in my neighborhood. And then I have a real treat. A couple of my older women friends, and I don't mean old, I mean older than the children, they're taking me to lunch today to celebrate Valentine's Day. So, yeah, I get out, and I'm heading off to physical therapy at about 9:30 this morning. Actually finishing up therapy at the end of February. I started it in January, and as a result of COVID back in December, I was left with what I would call a lot of fatigue and getting tired easily. So this PT work I'm going through is really making me feel a lot stronger, a lot more active, and I'm just so grateful to have come out of it and getting along great.
Well, all right. Well, some of us are lucky to have one date on Valentine's. You got 3 today. That's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to continue on here in just a moment. We're going to take a quick time out. Back with more Shepherd's Crossing here in a moment. We'll talk about some other things going on here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.